Hello, my name is Brian Kelso. I'm the pastor here at Christ Covenant. So glad that you're here this evening as we're able to celebrate Christmas. Cameron's grandmother told me that he woke up this morning and says, today is when I sing, and yes. And so all the family was here at the first service. Something happened. They didn't tell Cameron that there were two services, and they promised him presents after he sang. So he sat there, I mean, so upset. but he pulled it off, so a real performer he is, all right. Well, it seems that the Christmas tree has won the popular vote when it comes to the symbol that represents the celebration of Christmas. However, the nativity scene is the most iconic of those symbols that really does point to the true and the total story of Christmas. I was surprised to find out that the first nativity was over 800 years ago. It was a live nativity. I'm sorry I couldn't pull that off for you here tonight, but it was a live nativity. And after it took place, nativities started being displayed throughout the whole world and even today. We see that the nativity truly is a representation of the first Noel, the birth of Christ, and it does encompass all the part, the narrative that surrounds the birth of Christ. Now, in recent years, the nativity scene has created some controversy in the United States, and as a result, nativity scenes are banned from government lands as well as from government buildings. But these rulings have not stopped the nativity from being displayed altogether. We see them in front yards, we see them in churches, we see them in our living rooms. Actually, I discovered tonight that in our living room and family room of our home, we have 8 nativity scenes. Now, we're not nativity freaks. I don't want you to get that idea. But it's just something that's happened. The nativity scene really does show forth the story of the birth of Christ. As a matter of fact, people have become very, very creative when it comes to their displays of nativity. And I want to show you some of the most particular renditions that seem... Yeah, this one here combines the historic and the prehistoric together. Very creative. This one here, it seems that the child just went through the house, maybe like your little boy, and just gathered everything he could find to put together a nativity scene. And of course, we have the Star Wars version. As I told the first service, I better not see this at your house. And then we have this one here. I love this one. It combines action, as many action figures as possible. I think what we could say that this is the Holy Christmas Batman nativity set. All right. And of course, Oriental Trader had to get in on the act, and you can buy the rubber ducky nativity scene. It's on sale even now for $6.99. Now, I don't know what you would be doing with trying to create a nativity in your bath, but I'm sure that Oriental Traders has some sort of idea that this is something going to be appealing to you. Well, seriously, the nativity depicts the greatest event in world history. In one scene, the nativity depicts that when... in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son when the Word became flesh. And just looking at the nativity will cause us to reflect upon the wonderful truths and the main truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So instead of looking at the figures of the nativity as coloring book characters or action figures or even rubber duckies, I'd like for us to consider each part of the nativity and how they bring different aspects of God's grace displayed to us. First of all, we see Mary. Mary, when we consider Mary, we see her story of faith. You know, Mary was a young teenager when she was chosen by God to be the mother of the Christ child. And even though she was bewildered by this unexpected news, Mary believed that nothing was impossible with God. And so she responded to the news saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." A wonderful testimony of faith. And then, of course, we have Joseph. And we see in Joseph overcoming an embarrassing situation. You see, Mary's pregnancy, it had to have been a shock to Joseph. And even though Joseph loved Mary, her pregnancy left him feeling exposed and even ashamed. But Joseph had to trust God's word. And Joseph had to embrace the prophecy that said, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Joseph, a representation of really seeking God during times of embarrassment and shame. Now, these shepherds, well, I just want you to consider their excitement when they heard that a Savior had been born. The scriptures tells us that they were in the field one night watching their flocks, and angels came to them with the good news that a Savior had been born, and that they now have the opportunity to enjoy God's forgiveness, God's peace, and God's joy. These guys were thrilled to understand that they now no longer had to live in darkness, but they could truly enjoy the light of God's grace. The angels told them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all the people. For in the city of David there is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And then, of course, the Magi, even though they came later on, possibly even a year after the birth of Christ, we see that the Magi, well, they're actually considered as outsiders. These Magi, they traveled a long, dangerous journey, traveling over 800 miles. They probably came from what is now modern Iran. And they came to arrive in a foreign land for one purpose, and that is to worship the king. When they came into Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we've come to worship him." A testimony of how God truly will guide our lives and give us direction if we search for him. So each one of these individuals in the Nativity depicts for us the hope and the blessing that comes from the birth of Christ. And maybe one of these stories of grace describes the situation that you're going through tonight. Maybe you're here tonight, and like Mary, you've experienced some unexpected news. News that could be life-altering, a real game changer. And you are afraid, you're bewildered, possibly even paralyzed because of this unexpected news. But instead of falling into despair, God is calling you tonight to have faith for the journey. As I've told the congregation, I can't tell you why certain things happen. I can't tell you why bad things happen. But I can tell you that Jesus promises that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That we know that God will display his glory in the midst of your despair. and that God will work in your life even in the worst of times, that you would have faith like Mary. Maybe you're here tonight and like Joseph, you are fearing an embarrassing situation from being exposed in your life. You want to do the right thing, but you're confused and you're scared. You just want to hide it. You just want to conceal it. You just want to act like it never happened. But God is speaking to you tonight to trust in His word. The Lord has already told you in your heart what the right thing to do is. And now you have to trust that God will work everything out for good, even this embarrassing situation that you are confronted with. Maybe you're here tonight and like the shepherds, you're excited to hear the good news that a Savior has been born, the one who can truly bring forgiveness, peace, and joy. Maybe like the shepherds, you felt like your time has passed and you were sitting in darkness of night. But the Lord has come and spoke to your heart the good news that a Savior has been born, and now you're ready and you're excited to embrace the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Or maybe tonight you're here and like the Magi, you just feel like an outsider. You really don't feel like you belong. You really possibly don't feel welcomed. But God is calling you tonight to get out of your comfort zone and to start a new journey in life. You see, the whole idea that God is welcoming you into His family, God is welcoming you into His kingdom, God is giving you an opportunity to truly live a life of worshiping the Savior, Christ the Lord, a life dedicated for that one purpose of worshiping Christ Jesus. I have good news for you tonight. The Nativity, well, it depicts different aspects of God's grace to us, but Jesus is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. And like Mary, He wants to give you faith for any situation that you might be going through. And like Joseph, He wants to give you a sense of trust in His promises. And like the shepherds, He wants to give you a sense of excitement concerning the forgiveness and the peace and joy that comes from knowing Christ the Savior. And like the Magi, He wants to give you purpose and direction in your life, a life of worshiping the Christ. So the call tonight is to believe in Christ. Believe in Christ. You know, the story of Christ's birth, the story of the Noel, is more than a fable. It's more than a fairy tale. It's a story about Emmanuel, who has come to set you free. Free from any unexpected news, free from any embarrassing situation, free from the darkness in your life, and freedom from feeling like an outsider. Christ is here tonight. Believe in Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You for the Nativity that shows us the different aspects of Your grace, and we pray, Lord, tonight that You will truly work in each one of our hearts and lives. We come from different